I know how to start that. Start it off.
Start the shit off.
You said fuck me, and I was like, cool.
That not a good.
So now what's the problem?
That not a good intro starter.
Oh, I was expecting like the actual song.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Flycast episode
84.
84. We're getting up there today. It's a special one.
I think we're a guest pod now.
Are we?
We host the pod, but we bring on guests. That's what we do now.
Well, it's just hard.
Third guest in a row.
It's hard.
Shotzi, then baller, shot caller, Paige Reed.
I still feel bad about that podcast.
Why?
Because I was just fucking hungover beyond belief. No and I just way. Feel like my brain was mush. Just, it was a shit show. But we have Formal here with us today.
I've been thinking of questions all week.
Have you?
No.
I
forgot you were on until today.
Oh, okay. Well,
I feel like
I was flattered. Now I just hurt.
I feel like I haven't. I don't think. Actually, I've seen you, but we're so like distant now that you're here.
Distant emotionally
in Dallas,
or physically?
Both.
Damn.
What you been up to? I feel like it's been like 6 months.
Nah.
I think it had. Like,
really?
You haven't. Yeah, like, I think everyone started going to the
downtown.
Yeah. Downtown at like in like January.
I mean, like, my lease is up in like 2 months or something, and then I'll figure it out. But I mean, I like it here. Like, it's really just me, Davis, and Brandon.
Yeah, we're going to ride this out till they kick us out.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Is it just like a comfy.
It's like a big living room.
It's kind of like imagine if everyone left the Scruff House, but like they were like, Nick, you can stay for 4 more months.
You can stay in the basement.
I would have still been in the
Milk Optic even more. I would have done it, and it would have been nice.
It would have been nice.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
I can't imagine, but this is so like, walk out of your apartment, you walk over, it's just like such a chill, there's not many people. And I know you love that.
Yeah, I just
and
know.
I know the fact that everyone's moving downtown. You're just fucking god, dude. Like to walk out of. There's a few apartments, a few places by the new place that you could live in and just walk out of. But it's like you walk out, it's just like hella people.
There are some
crackheads,
nice,
and
some
I just know you would be so fucking annoyed. Like, I was like, he is not gonna move down.
That's pretty much why I've been like stalling it, just because like I know it's gonna be a lot different, like living in a city. It's just like a different vibe, and I've never really been about that. So
I feel like you could, though.
I mean, I could. I definitely can. I just
prefer
not to.
I feel like you could enjoy the city life. Mm. If like you move down there, because like the production team and Paige and everyone kind of hangs out a lot, and I don't know if you'd like want to hang out with.
Well, like, no, that,
or like get
cool,
out.
But.
I feel like it'd be different because. You're, and I'm sure you like it down here because, like, you sort of do the same thing every day. You just, you come here, grind, whatever.
That's my pattern.
But down there, yeah, it's such like a pattern of like the same shit every day. But down there, I feel like there'd be some new stuff to get into.
Mm-hmm. You can still do a pattern down there, though, for sure.
I mean, yeah.
100%.
But it's just like, we can.
Is Bruce, you think Bruce is moving downtown?
Explore the world.
I mean, Brandon's going to have to. Yeah. I think he's going to, he's probably, I don't know if Brandon's going to come back before the HQ's gone because I think their offseason's super long.
Oh, it's long.
And I just know, when he goes home, like, I can't blame him. Like, he's going to want to stay there for a long time, and, like, he's going to get comfortable there. And,
why does he go home?
Because he likes his family.
Am I the
the only one that doesn't
like
his
family? I feel like you don't visit that much.
Okay, well, first of all.
His brother was here, like,
don't
2 weeks ago.
Just don't like.
Someone join me in this. Of the fact
you.
That, like, I'm a shit family member.
I was at home. I go home for, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
And then, like, last time I was at home, I stayed for a month because, like, my mom kept getting sad that I was leaving. So I just kept, like, rebooking my ticket for, like, a week and then a week and then a week. And then it turned into a month. But, yeah, I love my family. So fuck you.
Hey, I love my family, too. It's crazy. I remember moving out. And when I first moved out, it was like, I'm going to visit all the time. Like, I love y'all. But
it's hard.
Once I fucking moved out. I feel bad for my mom because it's like your baby that you raised this whole time till I was like, I don't know, 23 or something when I moved out. But then just one day I'm like, yeah, I'm moving. And, or I'm like, I'm moving in a month. And she's like, oh shit, really? Okay. And then the day comes and I move out, and then I'm just back like once a year now. And it's just, I feel like that must fucking suck.
That's how my mom was. When I told her, I was like, I got a job. I got like a job offer in Chicago. I have to go. She was like, whoa. Like, tell me more about it. I was like, there's no time. I have to go. But she like visits too. She never visited the Scuff House, but she's visited here like four or five times. So does your mom ever come here?
Mm-hmm.
I know your
my mom sometimes offers to come here, but I just saw like there's nothing really to do here.
Yeah.
Like, she'll come to events too, and like I'll see her there when she wants to like really see me. But yeah, my brother was just here for the last event. That was like the first event. It was like the first event I actually like spent like with my brother, like at an event. He roomed with me. Like, really? Yeah,
did you like it?
I mean, it was fun.
Because I feel like when you're at an event, you want to like lock in. You don't want to.
No, like he's
you
not
don't
like
want to have to entertain.
Like me and my brother get along like super well. Like he's a lot like me. Like
Paige said, y'all are exactly alike.
Yeah, like
she was like, it was fucking weird because I felt like I was talking to Matt.
Dude, she was. Yeah, Paige was like a bit annoying, but
Our last guest.
But yeah, my brother, he's super cool. Like he's like 5 years older, so like it's cool to show him like the shit that I've always like kind of wanted to show him, because we play video games together, and like he's the only reason I really started playing Halo, to be honest. Like he had the Xbox, he had Halo 2,
yeah.
He had Xbox Live. So it was like,
what'd you have to do to?
Dude, I used to have to like
deprive him to give you some fucking Xbox time.
I used to have to like, because like I mean like he'd be sleeping and shit, like when he was awake he didn't want me in his room, just like an older brother little brother thing, right? So like I was like, fuck it. So like I'd have to wake up at like, I'd set an alarm for like 2 a.m right, and I would like I would go into his room sometimes with like a cold Coke, because that was like my like little bribe to him. Like I'd sneak
so
in
weird.
Put it on his desk and then just like turn the Xbox on and then turn the volume all the way down and play like Team Snipers from like 2 a.m to like 5 a.m and then I would get off and like go back to bed. But it was just like so fun. Like, I'm, like, fucking 10 years old, 8 years old, just, like, loving it. But, yeah, that was my, like, first, like, Halo 2 experience with my little voice mask on and, like, talking shit to people.
We were talking about it a little before how, well, I was, because Hitch was over here playing, like, Black Ops 2, and I was like, dude, I haven't played a video game in, like, 3 months.
Really?
And I feel like, yeah, and I
what?
Feel like I have
apps.
No,
you've been streaming.
IRL streaming.
Oh,
but,
really?
Like, even, I'm not. When I was gaming, I could play every day, just fucking Halo, get pounded or something. But like with IRL streaming, it's like I gotta sort of figure something out, and it sort of became a hassle. Like I tried getting like an IRL bike stream. Like literally, me and Matt set it up. Like I had a whole fucking like tripod sticking out from my bicycle trying to stream and shit, and it was just the biggest fail. It was just
wait, what? Why did it fail?
How we set it up, the. It's hard
vision.
To explain, but like this would be upwards, and as I'm riding, I'm going over bumps, and this is just falling more and more. And it's this would like be holding my camera, and it just would keep falling through because there's so many cracks,
it's wobbling and tweaking.
Yeah, and then like the sun just makes my phone overheat.
Oh,
dude,
but
I can't imagine.
There's got to be something for that.
IRL streaming's been, it's been.
Dude, he was streaming at Target.
It's been kind of
just
fun.
Like looking in the aisles. Like, would you guys buy this?
I was walking home from yoga one time, and I saw I was IRL streaming, and APG's walking out, fresh as fuck. Like,
he's got some good drip, bro.
He was even like, "Thank God you got me today." It was just seeing what he got.
Why is that Brad's voice?
But yeah,
but yeah,
IRL streaming a little bit, and I don't know. I just have no. Fucking, I don't know. You talking about like Halo 2? It's just like, God, man. I
just
used to just want to sit down and fucking play.
It's because it's like when you're IRL streaming, it's kind of like you're like doing YouTube again, but like live without editing.
It was kind of nice. It was like not. It was fucking annoying. Holding my phone like this is really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like tires my shoulder, and like I'd have to carry Mofis and stuff. But it was definitely less stressful. But like, I definitely. I'm going to have to figure out a balance between like gaming and IRL streaming, and
it's very
I don't know,
hard.
Just hearing Halo 2 and
it's
just
so
like, God,
hard.
I don't get that feeling at all anymore.
Yeah. I don't know if it's cause like we've grown up or something, or if the games are just different, but
I think it's just,
I think it's growing up though.
Yeah. You can only do shit for so long.
I feel like some, I feel like kids out there right now are like getting that same feeling with like Valorant or like Apex or like, you know, like they're like playing those and getting the same feeling that we had, like just like addicted on 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like neglecting their homework.
God,
yeah. Skipping school.
These motherfuckers are like eight and yeah. they get to start with Fortnite.
Yeah.
I don't know or if that's going to be imagine good for the Val. Brain.
Could, imagine yeah. being 9 years old and playing Val. You check your shop every day, the dragon
I don't know if
vandals
that's
in
good.
The shop.
Yeah.
Mom,
that
please.
Gonna, that's going to buck
please,
some kids.
$20.
I'm like, look at us. We did that. Like, we're pretty fucked up, right?
Yeah. I mean, I had Halo 2, and that's like, it's like starting your drug use with crack.
Yeah.
And then like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
It really is. Even like Halo 3 wasn't
good.
Then you transitioned
to like
heroin.
Spoiled,
like
yeah.
Halo 3, like theater mode, co-op campaign, custom games, like the late night customs, the matchmaking, like
it was then you get like, Halo 4 and it's like, what the fuck? My shit's laced now and it's like it's just not hitting the same.
Yeah.
You're like, you know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Over the edge.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
I do. Yeah, I don't know. I just can't do you enjoy do you get that feeling anymore?
What? No. Wait, you don't? You
no.
grind.
With anything?
I get it from
like... I feel like if you start a new game, you
I've been playing World of Warcraft a little bit, and like that at first, that was like crack. Yeah. Like, World of Warcraft is crack.
Wait, you
like,
started... Because we played
oh, is that
a year or two ago?
Diablo this whole time.
No.
That's
I know better. We played a little for a year or two, but of course you were grinding hard as fuck.
Yeah.
And then did you just recently start again?
Yeah. And I mean, it was like crack at first. I'm a little more over it now, but it was like, yeah, dude, World of Warcraft is like a drug. Like, that shit can hook you for like a couple months, couple weeks. Like, it'll get you bad.
Are you grinding Halo at all anymore?
Yeah. Like, I mean, we stream
like
every day.
Like, just scrims or like, do you grind?
No, I play matchmaking too. I'm really? Like Onyx, whatever. But like, I mean, it's like my matchmaking experience just isn't really fun. It's just like dick riding, getting teabagged by like everyone, getting stream sniped. Kids probably are just like playing me with the volume on my stream, like, and then they come in, I'm just blasting Drake,
yeah.
not even like paying attention. And they're like, God, this isn't dopamine. And they're like, fuck.
It's just, you're trying so hard to like not give any sort of, not even notice that you matched, just played a game.
Yeah.
Just like,
I'll get shit on and just be like, oopsies. Like, just not give a fuck, no reaction. Like,
dude, Halo Infinite gives no fucking dope anymore.
It did at first. Halo Infinite at first gave a lot of dopamine. And then I think the first thing that killed it was like the cheaters. Remember that hiding guy used to like stream snipe me and cheat, and it was just like, okay, that was like the first killer, and then like everyone stopped playing the game, and then yeah, but I mean it was fun at first.
Do you think if this BR actually comes out ever that it'll give any?
Damn,
yeah,
I mean
both of
it's
you
crazy
guys
when
did
we
the
yeah,
same
yeah
thing.
Right?
Because like, dude, like I
I'm
mean,
just sick
yeah,
of hearing
sure.
shit. Yeah, right.
Yeah, great. I would love a BR, but like, come on. I mean, dude. I don't expect a BR to be, I mean, it's Halo Infinite, like, it's infinite, right? There's no other Halo in the works, okay? Like, this
damn.
BR could come out 10 years from now, and people will be like, well, yeah, it's Halo Infinite. Like, what did you expect? And, I mean, it's just, it is what it is, right? It could be awesome, and they can also come out with one, and it could be shit.
That's
like,
true.
They could just fuck it up, there could be cheaters, there could be, it's just like...
Yeah,
a hit scan.
I have no expectations anymore. If it happens,
either.
It happens. Cool.
That's how I am with Call of Duty.
It's whatever.
They can come out, I don't know, I just have no, like you said, expectations for it. I'm not
no
excited.
Excitement. Yeah, it's just like,
I'm not, I just feel
like, dude, I feel like you guys broke up with the same girl.
It's
I feel
just
like you had the
it,
same ex-girlfriend.
No dude, if it like,
anymore.
If I get on
sure,
tomorrow and it says like, ranked arena, battle royale, ranked, and you're like, oh, what the hell? I'll play it. But then like, am I going to expect it to be godlike? No. Like, I'm just going to play it and then be like, oh yeah, it was pretty cool. I don't know.
They have to clutch up on that.
Yeah,
that's
but like,
fuck,
do you
yeah.
think there's someone hard at work right now making a BR at that fucking studio? Like really, right now, think about it. Someone like putting in
what
code,
else? What else? Could, what else could they fucking be doing?
Laying on though? The couch and being like, I mean, they don't really give a fuck. Like,
watching,
they're
like,
bitching, but like, I don't really care. They kind of accepted the game shit. Like, I don't gotta like really.
I
like,
would love
it.
Like a someone to just like vlog in like the 343 studios,
dude, or activists.
Just like, what's everyone doing?
I was like, what are you guys doing?
Playing Val? Like, what are you guys doing?
I wonder if they hear this though, and they're just like, God, they're so fucking stupid.
Yes, for sure they do. 100%.
Where they're grinding, just like trying to like keep it up, keep it. Fucking, I don't even know what they're keeping it.
But it
doing.
Would just take so much.
It's running.
It would take so much to bring like a resurgence of player base back. Like when a game comes out and there's a big drop off, like what what would you have to do in order to bring people back?
Yeah.
Because at that point, if you just fix the
BR
game,
is the only hope.
It's already good.
The BR is the only hope.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because I feel like they did a pretty good job with mouse and key, making that more viable and usable.
Dude, I was playing against a kid last event that was using mouse and key, or like 2 events ago. Like, I was setting my shit up.
At the event?
Yeah, at the event. Like, one of the AM teams or something in pools. Like, I'm like setting my shit up. I look across, he's setting his mouse and keyboard up. And it's like a sick ass mouse and keyboard too. I was just like, what the hell? Like, it was like, I don't know, like some ultralight, some shit. And like, I was thinking, like, I'm kind of shook. This guy didn't make eye contact with me through the monitors not once.
Wait, right? You were playing against him?
Playing against him. Yeah, shit. I forget what his name was, but he was, I was looking at my teammates like, yo, I'm kind of like, I'm kind of shook. We can't get shit on like a mouse and keyboard player. That'd be kind of insane, no? And like, I mean, like,
imagine just like a Korean team comes out of nowhere with mouse and keys sits across from you for like,
somehow BXRing like on the new game.
Don't
like,
miss a snipe.
Dude, yeah, I was kind of shook, but I mean, like, yeah, he was, I mean, it wasn't that crazy. We just kind of beat him, but.
Yeah, they choked in the beginning by not all keyboard and all the big streamers that use keyboard and mouse, like, they got to play. Everyone's super hype about it, but it just felt like shit. It was like they could not, you just couldn't keep up with mouse and key. And then they eventually fixed it. It was too fucking late. Everything takes forever.
Yeah.
Kids don't get banned right away.
The wildest thing was the vacation that 343 took. I'll never understand that.
What?
Like, the game came out in November, and then they all took a vacation in December to January.
Or
like,
really?
I mean,
it was something like that, where it was like, we're out of office. I kind of remember that.
I'm mad.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them, and I also don't support it. Like, picture working on something for that long, and then like it comes out and everyone loves it, and you kind of just get to like sit back and relax and enjoy like the tipping for a little bit, right?
Just like,
I
mean,
and then you're like, let's go on vacation because I just worked like for 3 years. But at the same time, there's another side that like you should keep the game going and keep the hype into it, so you should work a little bit harder for a little bit longer. I get it.
Like, that's the most important part, I think, is like as soon as the game comes out.
Yeah.
Once it's at a stable place, then take your break.
Right. Like, if you're playing Valorant or something right now, like, it's on a stable place. Go take vacation. Like,
yeah.
There's not really anything going crazy. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
And then come back, like, during the next season or the next bundle.
Everything's on fire. It's like, what the fuck happened? Everyone's gone.
Everyone's gone. Play Warzone again.
Yeah. Like, the Grinch came through the whole fucking game. But I mean, shit. I mean, it's like, it is what it is, right? It's like, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think there's ever been a hit scan BR ever. And I know we're just like,
I don't know if it'd be like that, to be honest. But
it kind of, there's,
I mean,
no
kinda
way.
It kind of has to be, but like, I don't know. I mean, it's perfect with the shields. Like, the game has shields built in. Like, it'd be great. But like I said, dude, if you're expecting a VR to come out within the next, I'd say fucking 5 years.
Really?
I'd call you faded. Yeah, I'm not
gonna
lie. Yeah, I'd say 5 years.
I was thinking, like, because.
I don't know. I have really low expectations, bro. I really do. I really do.
I get that.
I'm trying to like convince myself like 2024.
Yeah.
But like, that's not even a thought in your head.
No. A good BR coming out in 2024? No. They might throw something out just to like try to save the game.
Is this even the real fucking Halo? Are we still in a beta?
Throw it on the campaign.
It's still
map.
A beta, bro.
Like, what does that mean?
Like, I got on the scrim the other day and I saw like, I'm like 2200 Onyx, right? I get on and like Sparty, I'm like scrimming against Sparty. He's like 2900 and I'm just like,
what the fuck?
And I'm just like, wait, that doesn't fucking mean anything. Never mind. What the fuck? Like, why are we still like,
ranks
shit. Just mean nothing. Like, it just means nothing. And I just don't like get it. And I don't get the.
Do you have fun scrimming anymore?
I do have fun scrimming.
What? How?
Yeah. Scrim's been going
really
well.
How have
you
been the last 6 months?
Well, to be honest, like the last two events, I like could have been a better teammate.
Really?
Yeah. It was hard not to get complacent just because, like, we had just won a Worlds, and then we came back and won the first event as well. And then it was, like, the DreamHack event, and then that was kind of a checkout. And the last event, like, I could have played a lot better, could have, like, tried a lot harder. Just, like, I mean, it is what it is, but, like, the past week or two, like, we had a big talk after the event, similar to how we had after Kansas City last year. And it's good. It's really good.
Like, we need to lock the fuck back in.
Yeah, pretty much.
When you say you could have been a better teammate, do you mean, like, before the event as far as, like, practice?
Yeah, practice and just, like, at the event. Just, like, I mean, like, dude, we were, like, when we would lose a match, like, I was just like, eh, fuck it. Like, and that's just not really that good. It's like, it's not, like, how I want to be. And
do you feel like you're, usually, like, the... After a loss or something, you guys go backstage and it's like, when you're on your shit, you got something to say.
That's yeah, like Tommy talks a lot. Like Tommy probably talks the most. It's just like, but when I talk, like it's usually something really important. Yeah. And like, yeah, like if I start talking, like all the heads turn. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things. It's just like, because like if I have something to
when
say,
when you speak, they will really listen.
Yeah, because like they just know I'm not gonna like say some bullshit or like say some shit that doesn't matter. Like it's, I don't talk that much, but when I do talk, it's pretty important. And like Tommy handles most of like the in-game stuff because like, you know, he's like really nerdy with everything and like knows all the ins and outs of the game. So like we usually look to him for like certain things, but yeah, just like overall like mentality, stuff like that. I mean, it's usually what I do, but.
I thought about this earlier. You've been going to events since 2010, right?
2009 was my first event.
Damn.
But like I didn't go to another event until 2011. So I went to Anaheim.
Okay, I was thinking 2010 was your first event and then you like disappeared and then you went pro in 2011.
Yeah, like I went to 2009 Anaheim. Only because it was like 20 minutes away. And then like a part of me was, it's crazy too. Cause like I could have very easily just went off and like to high school. Cause I was like a sophomore at the time or a freshman. And like, I could have very easily just like not gone to another event. Yeah. Like very easily.
Where
especially
would that,
with
where would
was
you
in
have
school.
Went? Cause instead you came back and you've been playing for fucking 12 more pro years, which is kind of crazy.
That's what I'm saying. It is crazy. Like the ripple effect that it took where, it could have. I could have very well been, you know, like finished out high school, not touched Halo again, really got sucked into like the party life and like being friends with everyone and all that shit, and then like try to go to college and then like, it, I mean, who knows?
You ever wish like, I mean, this shit worked out pretty well, about as good as it can go.
Yeah.
Do you ever like wish you experienced, like I've talked about that, I never got to experience like the college experience.
Yeah, I do. I like, do feel like I missed out on that. Like just like the partying. And
you ever
like
wish you not wish, but like you just think about it. Like where the fuck would I have? Like what the fuck you think you would have just like went to college or did you? You didn't go to any college at all, right?
I went to community college for about a week.
Nice.
And I remember I raised my hand. I raised my hand and asked to go to the bathroom, and the teacher kind of like laughed at it and like smirked
like
and was
fucking
like,
idiot.
"You don't gotta fucking ask." Like, and I was just like, "All right, bet." Just never went back. And then like. For like 2 months, I was telling my dad I was going and just lying.
Were you, when you started college, were you into Halo?
Yeah, no. When I started college, Call of Duty Ghosts just came out.
Like, damn, just that's came not out. A good
and
duo.
Then, yeah, and then I was playing that, obviously, and trying to go to events and that. So I just kind of decided, like, this isn't really for me. So I just kind of left and then told my dad. And my dad was really understanding, to be honest. Like, he just,
Which is kind of surprising with how like successful he is.
Yeah, I mean, like he just looked at my mom. I remember like when the way that he said it to my mom too was like it was just really understanding. Like he was just like, I mean, it's not for everyone, right, honey? Like that type of thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yes.
Your mom's crying and shit.
My mom wasn't crying, but she was just like yelling at me, like, "What the fuck's wrong with you? Like, what are you doing?" And I was just like, "No, trust. I'm gonna go pro. Trust.
There's something special.
I'm gonna be a multi gamer." Like, didn't mean shit to them back then, but like, yeah, I mean,
you have any idea what you would have done like college? Were you thinking like
I didn't really have a plan.
Shit?
I remember in high school, like towards the last like couple months, you know, everyone's kind of committing to colleges, right? And like I'm at parties and like, okay, growing up in SoCal, you just gotta learn how to just be like socially manipulating. Okay, like I'm just gonna just say that you just have to. Okay?
And then you came in the Halo scene.
If you're from SoCal, you have to manipulate.
Yeah,
this
so
was
like
a big part of
people
his
are
success.
Really judgmental in SoCal. Okay, like Orange County, like dude, it's like you can't get much more judgmental.
Is it just
because
it's like a rich area?
Probably. Okay. I mean, like I went to private school. Like I mean, probably. Like all my friends' moms were like on that Real Housewives of Orange County show, like
really?
That type of shit. Yeah. So, I'm at parties. I remember this is the only time I ever really felt left out is because my friends are all wearing like their fucking college hoodies, like where they're going to go. And I'm like playing beer pong with someone and I'm just like, yo, Boulder bros. Like, you know what I mean? But I have no like plan to go to Boulder and I'm just lying. And I'm just saying like, I'll see someone else and be like, Ducks, Oregon, baby. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, just lying. But I always remember like sipping my beer after like saying something and being like, God, I feel so left
out. You were that kind of kid, sort of.
I mean,
not really like douchey frat, but I can definitely see you as
you just had to play the game. Yeah. It was just like part of it. Growing up in SoCal, you like had to, or else like you would just get left behind, not get invited to shit. So like you just kind of just, you know.
Did you have anything in mind as like a career besides gaming?
But like when people ask me now, I think I would have, I think I could be a good therapist.
I think you could.
I actually do. I think I find it interesting the way that people like, I would just like want to see what makes people tick, what makes them do certain things, say certain things, feel a certain way, just because like it's interesting.
I feel like when I talk about that stuff to you, it's like you listen.
Yeah. Because I actually want to see like why you're saying the certain things you're saying and like why you feel the way you're saying it. Or I'd want to be like a veterinarian or some shit. Apart from like the putting dogs down part, like I don't think I could do that, but I would like to like bandage one up and like send him on his way type shit.
You know, I just got a dog.
Did you?
Yeah.
What kind?
It's a husky mix with we're thinking like some kind of shepherd.
Did you rescue
lab? Yeah, he was found in a fucking trash chute.
What?
Holy shit!
A chute? Yeah. Like at an apartment?
Yeah,
that's what? Crazy. Dude, and then, who can throw a fucking dog down a trash chute?
What kind of evil?
And then me and Michelle,
person.
My girlfriend.
How's that going?
Actually, this is the, I don't want to talk about my relationship on here, but it's the best relationship that I think I've been in.
I think, like, so. I don't even know you guys that well, but I feel the same way.
Like not, we both like disappearing from any socialness for like weeks, but then it's just like, let's go on a bender today.
And that's fucking, cool.
And that kind of just works with me.
Yeah, that's kind of how you are.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's going really well.
That's good.
We pretty much live with each other. No dramatic, useless, low IQ arguments.
Those are AIDS.
No, like, I feel like every girl, it's just like, hey, or you walk in, they're just like, hi. And she's like, what's fucking wrong? And then you have to have that whole talk. Every girl kind of has that a little bit, but like, this is just not as much as
like she'll just
what
tell
I've
you.
Experienced before. So it's pretty good. But anyway, we got a, I don't even want to say we adopted him because even now I'm still like, I don't know about this little fucker. Maybe we can find him a home somewhere.
What?
But
back to the trash chute.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, because Michelle's friend, she found her at the apartment she worked for. She found the dog at the apartment
dog.
She worked for. She kept it for like 3 weeks and was like, I have to find it at home. Told Michelle about it. And I was like, well, let's go over and look at it. We go over and look at it. And I was just like, God, he's perfect. And then just a little pappy puppy. And it's just like, this is what I needed. And so I was like, all right, I don't want a dog, but we can like try this out. Let's take him home, see if it's easy.
Why don't you want a dog?
If it works, it works.
I feel like you would be a dog guy.
Kinda. But Michelle already had one dog, Milo, who's like four. So I was like, let's take Chewy. We named him Chewy. Let's take Chewy home, see if he gets along with Milo. And if it goes well, then like, sure, fuck it. And we bring him back and it couldn't have gone worse. Like they do is fight. Fight, but like Chewy's trying to like puppy bite him. Milo can't stand him. Milo just wants nothing to do with him. He has this screeching bark that he does, and it pierces your ears, and it happens 100 times a day, and they just fight over toys, and he pisses, and he shits, and
train him and be patient with him.
And he bites, and I've been looking at YouTube videos.
Like, give a solid effort.
Like, when I'm just, like, laying in bed looking at TikTok, and I just hear, like, a yelp from downstairs, I'm like, scares me a little bit.
No, I get that.
It's fuck, and it happens all the time, and it's so.
But I mean, you got to think, bro. If a dog just got thrown down a trash chute, it's probably had a horrible experience.
Yeah,
it was. It's probably
that's why
the dog
it's
is
like
so
I get the, thoughts
and,
of like God, like almost wanting to like not give up on him, but it's just like I don't know if I need this stress. Like I did.
No, I mean, like, maybe the dog doesn't need that stress either. Maybe you should help him, you know?
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you're sitting
I am.
In bed watching
Trust
TikToks.
Me. I have been. I just have
and
to.
And you're just like, shut up.
Be my fucking therapist. You would I be have
a good,
to.
He is being
I'm
a
just
therapist.
Here.
He's telling you what
I've,
to do.
I'm treating him very well, and he loves his life. But God, it's fucking stressful.
I just got approved for a greyhound adoption. So
that's
getting,
cool.
I should be in a greyhound pretty.
Don't those
really?
Are pretty big?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to keep in the Civic?
No. We're about to looking at houses and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So that should be really fun.
A greyhound. Yep. You need a. Can that be? Well, I guess if you get a house, it'll be better.
Well, greyhounds are actually like ex race dogs because kind of what I'm looking for is like retired race dogs. They're actually
cute.
Like super chill.
Yeah,
because they're the fuck out.
They're done. Yeah, they're so tired. They're like, I put in my my time. Like I'm ready to lay on the couch now.
Why do you want a greyhound?
I just think they're Beautiful. And really I like the idea of like adopting a dog rather than a puppy. Because adopting a dog, and especially a dog that's already put in his work.
Dude, I didn't know of the puppy phase. Like, this shit.
He's run. He's won his money for people. He's ready to retire. Like, that's kind of, I feel like that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And plus, I've been running and stuff. So, like, if I ever wanted to take him for a jog, even though apparently greyhounds don't like jogging, they are either, like, they're 100 or nothing. Yeah. Like, I want to run as fast as possible, or I want to just lay on the couch.
I heard it's not good to run with your dog because the pace is so weird. Like, they either have to go, like, slow walkie or like
you're dragging them, like yeah. It's not
just like an awkward pace for them or something. Do you ever, I feel like you're an animal sort of lover.
What about,
do you ever think of getting a
honestly, when I was hanging out with you a lot, I was considering getting a cat.
Really?
Just because
they're so easy.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, yeah, it'd be much easier, but like I do plan on getting like a set of dogs, like three, but like it's when I get a house though. I wouldn't do it in an apartment just because I would like want them to have like a really cool backyard and a bunch of space and like, you know, freedom. So I just like, I'm kind of waiting on that, but I do plan on getting a couple of dogs, you know.
Guys, we got to take a break real quick. This Flycast podcast is brought to you by the best Corduroys. Take your gaming space to the next level with the Optic Gaming Beanbag by Corduroys. This exclusive beanbag is durable, long-lasting, versatile, easily converting from a chair to a bed if needed, making it perfect for when you need a quick nap during a long gaming session. With Corduroy's never go flat design, you will be chilling on clouds for years to come. Up your game with the Optic Gaming Beanbag, available for sale now on corduroys.com. And don't forget, you can use Shop Pay to split your purchase into easily manageable payment plan. Back to the podcast. Do you have a plan of the next few years?
Yeah, I mean, just... like, I do want to get a house. It's just hard because, like, if it were up to me, if, like, in a perfect world, the HQ is in California, and we all live in California,
right?
And California is awesome, and I think we'd all like it, but I don't think that's possible. So, I mean, I could plot down a house here and just, you know... I don't know. I guess we'll have to see, but I do plan on getting a house. I'm kind of over like the apartment life, and you know, I feel like I'm ready for that next step in my life. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. Like I'm looking for a house around here, but also Alexis already has a house in Arizona. So I'm thinking about going over there for a month at a time or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, figure it out. A bunch of people are moving. Matt just moved into a house.
Matt, did you move into a house or apartment?
I moved out of a house into like a duplex style.
Why?
My lease was up in my house.
Oh, okay.
Just to be like closer to Dallas?
No, way farther.
Oh, shit, really?
You're way farther from downtown?
Now you're an hour and a half away instead of
45 miles from Dallas.
What?
Wait, how long of a drive is that?
I thought you moved closer.
Dude, how hard do you work? Like, holy shit.
Bro, just to set this up, Matt, see the fucking, I don't know what that's called, the little wheel?
The dolly?
Dolly. He's fucking lugging in chairs and couches, and he fucking had this in the truck of his, or the bed of his truck.
Yeah.
Shout out Corduroy's, by the way.
Probably the hardest work I've ever seen. Probably the hardest work I've ever seen.
He is a hard worker.
You got to think, like, I wonder if Matt's going to cry whenever the Hex Quarters is going. This is the Matt Craig Quarters.
Yeah, I mean
more than anything,
it's fucking obvious, but we're in the Hex Quarters right now. First time I've been here, and I think I did a photo shoot like 3 or 4 months ago or something, but besides I haven't actually like sat in here and like hung out, and I would say since like last year.
I like the quiet, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah
I really do. Like, I don't really know how it is at the downtown office, but like,
it's definitely quiet. Like, the corporate is here, and then you walk through a private door, and there's sort of, it's sick, man. Like, it's sick. Definitely.
Like, if I walk past someone, and I feel like they don't know who I am, that's going to piss me off.
Nah,
it's
everyone.
Like, we're all here, and because last time we were there.
It's
like,
a lot different than
last
time.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, is it?
Than last time, yeah. I guarantee you everyone there knows who you are. Yeah.
Was it because everybody got fired?
There's been a lot of changes, I think. So
I feel weird walking around like not knowing people, but it's just like you both look at each other and it's just like,
yeah, not like a not like an egotistical like you better know who I am. It's just like a we're all in optic together, like we should know each other, like type of thing, you know.
Yeah. It's definitely a different vibe than
we
this.
We should do a video
this
where was, we sit down.
This was the closest of the close.
Yeah,
everyone.
It was just one big
hung
living
out
room.
Together.
Yeah, one big living room. Like it wasn't too close to where like your mic is picking up everything I'm saying and blah blah blah. But it was like if I wanted to talk to you, it was literally 10
Roll
steps
on
away.
Over.
Yeah.
Every nice. Once in a while, people come into my chat and be like, "Shut up, Matt's trying to play."
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, shit,
bro. I know.
I, that's never me. I promise. I can't even really hear you that much when I'm playing.
I know people. People used to. I used to get annoyed.
I mean,
sometimes
you were.
When I was,
you were next level.
I don't know
annoying.
What it is because I'm pretty like.
You were annoying just because you wouldn't stop bitching. Like it was never just like an okay stream.
Isn't
day.
It crazy how
like,
that's been going on since 2004?
Yeah, it's like your it's only 92. Appeal. Like you just have to scream and rage and get shit on. Like
it's almost like I don't.
The worst appeal ever. Can't just be chill and shitting on people like so much better.
You,
that
I,
way.
I feel like I kind of maybe used to a little bit. It might
feel
have been
you've
a
been
few.
Raging forever. You were literally known to be like the rager.
I really
you
have.
Hysteria
yeah.
and fucking
just a
I don't know
complainer. I don't know if I raged as much back then. I think it kind of flipped. Back then I would complain, but it wasn't necessarily rage. And now I just fucking rage
yeah.
for no fucking reason either. I've but yeah, I remember
rager.
Playing over here and just Hex would be like, shh. Like I would actually like I die with sniper. I'm like, fucking, why the fuck are you fucking there? And then shut up. Hex would yell at me and I was like, wow, that just really made me mad. Like I remember one time I was like, you shut the fuck up. And I was like, like I don't know, stuff like that used to stress me out a little bit, but it was some great
did
memories.
I, did I ever tell
place.
You what happened when I was playing only up? So we're or playing only maybe. Up. I had never played a game like that, like Jump King or only up or getting over it, nothing like that. So we start playing. Blake, George, and I all start at the same time and try to beat it. So Blake beats it, and he's just kind
of
like watching George and I, and George is getting George is getting farther and farther.
You're
and I keep messing up at this one spot, and I hit. Have either one of you played?
I haven't played. I've watched it.
Yeah, I've seen.
I've watched.
Okay,
it.
Well, it's the anime girl jump where you have to make this like super far jump.
Okay.
And I miss it, and then when you miss it, you got to go back like 20 minutes, and then you
that's
work
so,
your way back
that's
up.
So fucking annoying.
And I missed it three times.
Imagine Nick playing that.
Dude, I haven't.
No,
touched
I think
it.
Nick
I
would. It would be the best stream if you was, played yeah. it.
Take you like a month to complete the game.
Or I just never can beat it. I'm just that pathetic.
But then you go viral because you can't beat
or,
it.
And then right. the one time I beat it, it's just a super viral clip.
Oh. Yeah.
So I miss it for the fourth time. And like, I don't know. Like I did some like introspective thinking after this happened because I didn't know what was going on in my life to make me act this way. But I missed it the fourth time. And I grabbed my mouse and my mouse was charging, so it was still plugged in.
Oh, no.
And I went to go throw it. I threw it on the ground. It bounced, went over the trophies and landed behind here. And then when I turned back to my monitor, the wire from the mouse had ripped up and hit the monitor and the monitor was shattered.
Oh my
and
God.
And I went, I just broke my monitor.
This was on
that,
stream?
It's that white monitor over
was
there.
Was I here for that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think
I feel like I would have remembered.
You would have probably turned around.
I would have been like, what the hell?
But I was like shaking. I was so mad. And then I was like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah.
Like why did I just
doing
do
that to you? Just like, imagine what it would do to him.
Oh, dude.
Just like, genuine rage? Like not even
genuine.
Like I'm streaming.
No.
I am really pissed off.
It
this
was
needs Chuck.
I didn't even get like a good like clip out of it. The clip like I wish I would have like punched my monitor or like really like
just like you just like sat back down just like kind of embarrassed while also raging.
Right.
Like, just, like,
but I literally like you see like the it's like post nut clarity happened but like post rage and I was just like
were you like embarrassed
yes okay. I was streaming and then Blake and George
dude,
like,
I'm trying to save it and like make it a clip like just joking like yeah. not like just joking but just like God I hate
like,
this game like
I don't know I think I tried
you were too filled with genuine rage
but it was
really
genuine rage
it.
Oh, and sucks. Then I like thought I like got home and I was like maybe I should like talk to a doctor. Like, maybe I should get some, like, anti-anxiety
that's crazy.
Or something.
Yeah, Nick, maybe you shouldn't play that game.
Yeah, don't play it.
Probably won't.
The dopamine
maybe.
Worth. Did you beat it?
Yeah, I eventually beat it.
Was the dopamine worth?
No.
Okay.
Took too long?
No.
I felt that way just the other day. I've stopped vaping and smoking and all that, but I'm a fucking idiot, so I bought a Delta 8 pen, and then
it's not stopping smoking.
I'll just hit it at
smoking.
I'll hit it at night sometimes, but my dog was chewing it up. My like girlfriend was standing there like folding laundry or something, and I just see Chewy chewing it up on the bed. I'm like, what's
his name is Chewy?
Yeah, I see Chewy chewing up my fucking shit on the bed, and I grabbed it. I was like, what the fuck? Fucking waste the money. And my girlfriend was just like. Like the first time she's ever saw me rage, and I was just like,
just kidding.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot I was.
I'm just like, gosh, fuck. I'm just so tired of buying these. And I was like genuinely fucking embarrassed. When I was a kid, I used to take my Xbox controllers, like take it by the wire. Like I'd be playing a free for all with Killer N, just like D-riding so hard. GG, close one. Like sending him messages and shit, trying to get on his list after. Then I'm just like getting seventh place. Just bashing my fucking controller in the ground. Like breaking my mics. Like it used to be bad. I was a fucking rager. And I don't do that anymore.
Do you remember like we used to like having a good friends list is a pretty unspoken talking about time.
Yeah.
Because it was super important to, I think, every single player.
But it was limited too.
Yeah, to 100 spots.
Mm-hmm.
And the more pros you had, dude, how many friends did you remove to replace it with a pro? Like so many.
And then motherfuckers would notice too.
Fuck yeah, what? If they get on and see 99, it's immediately you go down your list and see who removed you. You know?
Yeah.
Who was the first pro that added you?
Killer N.
Really? Yeah. So you rode him to victory? Yeah. That's good.
I don't know why. I was like just a random person that like somehow got in the fucking lobby. Dude. I'm pretty sure he removed me shortly after, but.
You remember how Roy had, his name was like TNB Roy, but it was with a zero. Do you remember that?
I think I remember, yeah.
Okay, so like I matched him in matchmaking and I'm like 13. I'm like teabagging him, just trying to get his attention. I'm just like, be friends with me. No. Like, you know, just like shooting his body and shit. And I sent him a message after the game, like 1v1. And Roy's so fucking competitive. He was just like, sure.
I'm surprised he did.
And I was just like, what the fuck? So I play him. And
wait,
I
what was
play
his reach?
Is Halo 3. We play Guardian. And I'm not going to lie. I'm like fucking him up. Like bad enough to where he is like, Roy's such a nice guy too. Like he's not like getting like hurt about it and talking shit to me. Like he's just like, dude, you're actually pretty raw. Like. And he's like, hang on, let me remove someone. Let me add you. Like, we can play matchmaking sometime. And I'm just max doped up. Like, okay. Like, so happy. And, like, I remember I didn't think it was him at first because there was a zero. Because he had, like, R-O-Y, but his was a zero, but the fake was with an O.
Yeah.
So, like, the zero, I didn't know that. I thought it was flip-flopped, obviously. So when he added me, I was like, yeah, I have the real Roy on my list, I think. And then, like, I don't remember how else I started meeting people. I mean, I was just riding my way up, but, like, I just remember all the times when I'm like, yeah, I'm going to quit this fucking game. I'm going to go like party and shit.
Yeah,
and I'm just going down my list and like, can't remove him though. Like, shit, I can't remove him. Like just thinking that about like 30 people. And then I'm just like, fuck, my list stayed the same. Like I was removing so many people that I was like playing Halo 3 with since the start. Like locals. I'm removing. That's the one that hurts. When you remove like a local for a pro, you get messaged. You get texted. You know, he's your local. He's got your number. Like texting and calling you fake and shit is like a different type of hurt. And you're just like, it's not even like that, man. Like, I mean, like, but you're thinking like, nah, I'd do it again. Like, fuck it. Like having a good list back then was crazy. Cause when you looked at someone's list and it was like godlike, you'd be like, what the fuck? This guy has to be someone.
I hated seeing like average people with like goat. Tier friends. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking dick riding fucking.
I used to go on people's like Call of Duty pros list and then like find someone that I didn't recognize and be like, who is this guy? And then I look at his friends list and be like, oh, he's like no one. Like he might probably paid to get on there.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Wait, who was your first?
The first person who
did you
added
chase
me?
The COD pros?
A lot of it started with COD snipers. And
what
then,
was the first dopamine? Friend
request. When you see it pop up, someone wants to be your friend.
Stainville added me after a That's GB. No. Sorry, not Stainville. Foreplay.
Wait, for a GB?
Like, after the GB.
Like, good shit, you're good?
No.
Oh.
Like, he sent me a friend request to invite me, and I accepted the friend request.
Okay. Okay.
still, the dopamine was there.
Okay, I could see it.
That was pretty sick. That was in Modern Warfare 3.
That was pretty sick.
For a GV, had to add you. Did he remove you after?
Who knows, man? Like, who knows what happened?
You don't even check after that.
No, you don't. It would pop up and it would say, like,
you got the dopamine from seeing it pop
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Got it.
Like, foreplay and Vs online. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, that's cool. Like, I'm scrimming later tonight, too.
Yeah.
But I would add, like, I don't even remember anymore. But I didn't chase as much as you guys, but I would chase like snipers at the time, like Folsom and like all Pomage's friends and stuff like that. I never liked Pomage though, but it's funny how it works out.
Right. Or when you start going to events and people are recognizing you.
I do remember the first time I got
or Ogre 2 is
T Squared or something at the Dr. Pepper booth. You're just like, what the hell?
Just like do that to each other.
I remember like the second wave of so like not the adding part, but I remember when I first joined the COD scene, when I left my Halo, my initial like team of Halo pros, and it was me, Snakebite, Enable, and Ace, I messaged basically every single pro like in the COD community to team with me.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm sure if any of them go back, anyone that played Ghost at that time that was decent, like anyone that was on like Unite, Curse LV, Curse NY, like all those people. And I was messaging them saying like, hey, like give me a shot. I promise I'm going to be fucking good. And just got egoed by so many of them, you know? And then like, I think that's what made me like really just want to fucking like shit on all of them.
Yeah.
You know, like some of them would give me like a decent response, you know, like I remember like Spacely. It was like, yo, like there's not a spot right now, but like I'm definitely down to like try, like you're discussing, blah, blah, blah. And like, I wonder how many of them have thought about it, like, or like they've been in a call by themselves and been like, bro, I should have just picked up formal. Like,
yeah, I've always kind of wondered. Like, it seems like, especially during the Vision days, like the Dynasty team, maybe later Dynasty team, actually no, the early Dynasty team too. You and Seth, where you kind of pride yourself on coaching Seth and to have like a killer mentality, where he like,
yeah, in 2017,
like hated people.
Yeah, I was sick of seeing him going to events and like fucking being buddy buddy with all the kids that were beating us.
Yeah.
And like, I just didn't like that. And like, yeah, I kind of brought out a different side of him where we just started talking shit to everyone.
I haven't seen that side of you in Halo. Is it because? But maybe it does exist.
No. It does exist.
It does?
It does exist. It's just a lot more moderate now. Like, I mean, like talking shit is just whatever. Like, I mean, we were young. It was fun.
Right.
Nowadays, dude, like I can't even like have someone talk shit to me to where like I take it seriously enough to want to talk shit back.
Yeah.
Like for real. Like I just can't. I mean, it's whatever. But like to my team when we're talking and shit, like I just instill like little things, you know, like just trying to like steer them on the right way and not do dumb shit and not, you know, do like the just like the am shit. That's what I would like refer to it as. It's just am shit. And you just can't do that. And you just have to understand if you want to keep winning and like be like an intimidating winner, you just have to do certain things.
Yeah.
And like once you have it, you'll understand it, you know. But it just has to be taught at first, you know. And I mean, like no one really talked to me about
it. So like when you walk on stage and you like on at the Halo stage and you look at your opponent, is this it's still just like, because in I don't know if people really recognize it, but like the IW year, Black Ops 3 and IW year, it was like every time you walked on stage you wanted to like demoralize.
I'd pull
the
up
other
to feature stations in that year and just see like fear in the other team's eyes. Like they'd be like actually scared to play us. Like
yeah,
I just knew. Like, remember there was that Atlanta event where Damon got the 1v1 versus Panda.
Yeah,
we played like fucking six more teams after that, and all six of them had the same look on their face. Like, holy shit, these guys aren't even like losing maps anymore. Like, we just went like 3-0, 3-0, 3-0. LG Envy, like all these people, all the way to the final, win the first best of five. Like that event, like I've never seen so much fear in like people's like eyes as I'm like sitting down on station two, because it's like we're like losers, like fucking quarters.
Yeah,
you know, and they're just like, holy shit, these guys, they beat Panda. What the? I thought they were 5-2. Like, you know what I mean? Just like that, like fear. It's like, I don't know. It's dopamine, you know?
Yeah.
And then you just 3-0 them, and then you just get up, GGs. Don't even like talk to them. You're just gone. And they're just like, what the fuck just happened? It's like, I mean, all that does something to someone, you know? They're not gonna want to play you again, obviously.
Right.
So I think there's a certain way to win. There's a certain way to lose that you can just, you know, you can keep everyone like, I don't know, where you want them kind of thing.
Did you ever do that?
What?
He was a shit talker, I think.
Yeah.
I was a shit talker in the beginning, so till I started getting cracked out of my mind. Then I would just like win.
I never knew you in your shit talk. I never knew you in your shit talk.
I just get 3-0 and be like,
GG's.
Oh my god. That is...
Wait, what were y'all talking about? Talking shit?
We were talking about like, yeah, just like the mentality.
I asked him if like the killer mentality that the Dynasty team had, specifically him and Seth, because Ian kind of went back and forth and Damon just was always high, yeah. It seemed.
He's always just double fisting vapes.
But it seemed like they, like especially that Black Ops 3 and IW year, just seemed like they wanted to demoralize.
That was such a good fucking feeling, wasn't it? To
yeah,
just,
that's what I was saying. Just like seeing,
feel like the man every yeah.
But the re-
event,
and the reason I asked,
between event.
The reason I asked yeah. is because you told me, while you were gone, he told me that he hit up all these people whenever he first got into Call of Duty, and some people just never hit him back, and he always wondered, like, you know, should I have just teamed with Formal? And then mm-hmm. he, like, made it a purpose to, like, shit on them. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, it's kind of the feeling and the vibe you had going into Call of Duty. Like, that was your first Call of Duty initial experience. But Halo, even when you were playing COD at the highest level, it always felt like Halo was your home. Even from, like,
yeah.
just knowing you, I mm-hmm. guess. Because, like, you would finish scrims, and then we would go watch Nick play. Or Nick, we
yeah,
watch-
I mean, Halo is always going to have a special place in my heart. Like,
yeah.
I played the CODs, right? I played, like, the MW2s, the MW3s with high school friends, but not like you guys did, you know? Yeah. Like, I know you guys grinded it the way I grinded Halo 3, and I appreciate that. I respect that. Like, we just both picked our game, whatever. And I'm sure you guys played Halo 3 casually. It's just, like, right. it's whatever. But, yeah, Halo was, like... my childhood, basically. So it's always going to be special to me. And yeah. like COD was fun. Don't get me wrong. COD was fun. It just doesn't hit me the same way Halo does.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's a lot easier to go into a scene and like, I mean, trying to think of who are legends like in Call of Duty that you wouldn't have really like been watching. But like, I guess like Aches or Stainville or people like that, you get into the Call of Duty community and you're like, I don't fucking care who they are. I'm going to shit talk them. But then you go back into Halo. It's like now, like if you play like Roy or Ola or, you know, mm-hmm. is there a little bit more respect there? Or are you still trying to?
I think the Halo community. Okay, well, I'll speak for the Halo community back then. The Halo community back then was very respect worthy. There was a lot of respect in Halo because the people were actually respectable. Like, even if they were dickheads, you still respected the fuck out of them. The Hysterias and the Knicks, mm-hmm. like you just kind of respected what they did because it was hard as fuck to go pro back then. Like. Being a top 8 pro was fucking hard. Mm-hmm. Like, getting top 32 was an accomplishment for these AMs, you know? Nowadays, people don't give a fuck. They're like, dude, I got, you know, almost made pools, yeah. you know? But, like...
I remember getting 17th and being hype.
Yeah,
in Halo
like,
2.
Yeah, that shit's hard, dude. Like, back then, it was really hard. So, like, I don't know. The Call of Duty scene... I think the COD community, the problem with it is that everyone thinks that they're actually, like, the best player on their team... They deserve to be on phase. They deserve to be on optic. They deserve to, you know, they think that they're much better than they actually are. And the respect isn't really there. Like, if you watch a COD S&D chow and just between a bunch of players or something, the amount of like the little shit talk that you hear that's actually genuine is like crazy. Cause in Halo, you wouldn't really say like, dude, Ogre 2's so fucking bad. You know, like, cause you just respect the fuck out of what they've done. But like, you know, you'll hear people talking shit to like Arcides or something, like an S&D kid who plays for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like talking shit to a 2-time world champ, like right, in the game. It's just like, that's just not how Halo really was. It could be now. I don't fucking know. I don't really pay attention that much now. But like back then, it was just like you had genuine respect for the players and the pros. And now, I mean, I don't know. The Call of Duty scene has always just been very, very weird in that regard. Because people just think that they deserve the best and they're just not that good.
COD kids are a different breed. Like, even the Halo AMs, it's like, even if they beat Formal and Matchmade, it's like, they fucking know. But, like, I feel like the COD kids, it's like, they're genuinely fucking hype.
They beat you in ranked or something.
I think it's the whole COD community. Like,
they're a little different.
Even, like, if you, like, the hardcore, like, if you look at the chats or, you know, the forum pages or anything, it's like, the short lifespan that they have on like what is respectable is insane.
Yeah.
Like you said, crazy. like Alec got rumored to be on a team this year with Illy. And I don't know if that's really the case anymore, but that's three rings on one team mm-hmm. as a start. And people are just like, oh, well, they had a rough year last year. So that team's already a bottom two team. Like, just disregarding two of the best players probably ever, especially, like, I don't know. I think that's just how Call of Duty is. Like the whole
like Reddit, Twitter, Twitch chat, that little triple threat is a vicious cycle of like just people talking to talk and hopefully they get tipped and like, you know, they just want to seem like they know what they're talking about. I get it, bro. I get it. But like, do they actually know? No. But like, I get it. It's fun to talk about and it's fun to think that you understand what's going on and you understand why they're doing bad or why they're doing good and why so-and-so is better than so-and-so. Like, you don't really know, but I mean, the fantasy is fun. It's what keeps you interested in the scene. So it's like, I respect that. But yeah, I mean, like, I know there's probably COD players who are going into that Reddit after they lose a match and reading what the people are saying and like, it's probably affecting what they're doing and like in-game. And I just like feel, I pity that so hard because like, I mean, like everyone that like takes criticism a certain way, like you can't go into a Reddit and read all the things that people think is wrong with you. And like,
right.
Like, how is that not going to affect you? Yeah. You know? And like, you have to really have a strong mental to be like, no, these guys are just, they don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. But like, I know there's players that are just sitting there reading that as they're falling asleep at an event with a loser's match to play tomorrow and thinking like, nah, I just got to fucking play good enough so that they're off my dick. Like, you know, it's just like, it's bad.
Dude, like I would be a horrible pro player. Holy shit. I would have to not have a phone on me. I'd have to have a flip phone.
Yeah,
if you want me, call me.
You're in YouTube comments now.
Oh, dude. Yeah. But that's kind of fun. That's kind of fun.
Well, like on our podcast, YouTube comment section, like someone just talk shit.
It's only on the Flycast, and then I just try to hit them with something big. Like, I hope you like step on a nail when you walk to your car. Yeah. I've started becoming a responder, but
see, I don't know. Sometimes I am,
but it's fun. It's in a fun way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like I completely stopped responding to anyone, but then sometimes I just get an itch.
I feel like
you never respond.
I mean, dude.
It is what it is. There's like, a big difference between someone being like, dude, Hitch's laugh is so annoying, and then someone being like, holy shit, if Nick would have played better, maybe they wouldn't fucking suck.
Yeah.
Big difference.
I get that.
No one's ever said that, though.
It's just like, I mean, I won't respond. If I see something that's original and like kind of funny, I'll like laugh at it and be like, okay, that was kind of funny. But most of the time, it's just like cringe and like repeated jokes, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, yeah, I don't really, we've been in this for so long. It's just part of it. It's just like part of the game. You put videos out, you should expect the comments.
It's true.
You should expect the feedback or else like, why the fuck are we doing this? So, yeah.
It's Who whatever. Are these fuckers that are commenting this shit? Is it like,
I mean, like, I just think it's crazy.
I understand
to like,
certain things, but I saw something. I might be able to find it with my phone. Someone like
feeling
shits
so strongly about a specific thing about a person and then typing it, like, you must fucking really fucking hate it. Like,
yeah, like, what is like, actually going on in your life? Someone, I want to find it because someone tweeted me today just like talking shit. And of course, I see someone said, like, it's been 3 year, this is the 3 year anniversary since I like rejoined Optic and like and then someone responded like, I don't know why they fucking picked up the bum or some shit. And then I was like I'm scrolling down my mentions, everyone's like, love him, one of my favorite episodes, I fucking love Maniac, we love you, so proud of you, so proud. And then I see that and I'm like, click on his profile and I start looking through his shit. He made his account this month, this year, and he is shit talking everyone.
There are certain kids like that, I've noticed.
It's
like,
rumored Rambo just coaching Seattle Surge. He responded like, why pick up that Canadian fucks? Like,
yeah, no, I get it. Like,
and it was like 10 tweets just today.
Like, they only have replies to like a certain community, like a COD community.
But it's talking
shit. Shit talking, and then there's like random feet pics that are retweeted. It's all like the same shit.
Giveaways.
There's random thirst traps just going on. You're just like, dude, your life is a mess. Like, this is insane. Like,
he's either 13 or going through it.
I can't even get mad at you like that.
I wonder what I
honestly pity the fuck out of that, man. I'm like, dude, this is horrible. Like, I feel so bad that like you feel the need to do this every
something,
day.
There's so much going on that has to lead them into being
mindset. That interests the fuck out of me. That's like the therapist thing. Like, I wish I could sit down with one.
I wish we could get a fourth chair. Like,
just be like, so why did you like start talking shit and then like actually hear the response? You know, I don't know.
Has anyone ever interviewed Twitter trolls? Imagine that's.
I think that
just
would
invite them out.
It would be hard because like they'd be trying to be entertaining too, and like trying.
I feel
to
like
gas
they would just
a little
fucking
hard.
Bumble.
I mean, whatever. It just depends, but
like they would just come up here and fucking choke. But it would be a good Flycast interviews number or Flycast sits down with Optic Reddit's number one hater or something.
That's good.
No, because now you're gonna make people start doing extra hating. Like you're kind of trying. Yeah. You know, just stop it. Just talk about something else. I promise.
Yeah,
I promise.
Next week we have a little thing that Nick and I are doing where we're going over our top 10 favorite Drake verses. Do you have anything that hits the top of your brain?
Yeah, I got a couple.
He immediately went.
He went.
Okay, like I really like certain Drake features, like
Stay Scheming.
Like what's that song with YG? Fucking
Who Do You Love?
Yeah, Who Do You Love? One's really good.
I didn't even remember that one.
The one with Rihanna, fucking Oh Nana, what's my name?
Ooh, nah,
that one's
nah,
really good.
What's my name?
No Stylist like, with French Montana. That yeah. one's really
dude, Drake,
good.
Oh my god, I forgot about No Stylist.
Drake,
yeah,
featuring Drake is a fucking banger.
It's just a cheat code,
time.
Dude. Like it really is. Can't Take a Joke.
One of the features, really 100 by The Game. All I ask is 100.
I hate that Rico is what like Meek and
I didn't like Rico.
You didn't?
No.
I
mean, like,
really
I liked
like
it, but
either.
Like, the one fucking, what's the other one they came out with?
Back to Back?
Oh.
No. The music video where they're crashing cars into each other.
When they made
Meek.
Up?
Yeah, Drake and Meek. And
they became like, friends again and made a song together?
Yeah.
And it fucking banged?
Fuck,
I can't
Rico
remember.
Stuck in my head.
I can't remember.
Drake, Meek Mill.
What's the Drake, Meek Mill? Actually, Nick's got it, I think.
Going bad.
There's yeah, going bad.
Bad for
going,
anyway.
Going bad. Some... That verse is hard as fuck.
So many good ones.
Yeah. I have
but like, I know some of your favorites are like Cameras.
Well, yeah, Cameras. On, nah, bro, but that's yeah. just like a, that's different. That's just like a vibe. Like yeah. That type of vibe is like.
Cool. See, that's Drake. What I don't know. I don't know what to go for this
I'm going,
episode next
I'm trying
week.
To go with like my
like,
favorite.
Do I go with my
verses?
I like the one with Lil Baby really like a lot. Fucking
Yes Indeed.
Yes Indeed is so fucking good. Like just when Drake does that certain type of like rapping, I just love it.
Like, the like bounce rapping.
I just don't know
yeah,
whether to go for
like
damn, that.
He's like really going harder now. Like he just doesn't he really wanted to go harder. Like
do I go for that type of stuff or do I go with like the
wait, I have a, I literally have a playlist called Drake's Most Final with like, let me just go down this list. Hold on.
What about Ignant Shit?
That's on my list of potentials. I have it on a notebook.
I like Sneakin's verse. I mean, like, see, like, I have like certain like Chicago freestyles in here, you know, because it's just like a, it's just like such a good song.
Those are I feel like the vibes are my favorite.
But this isn't a vibe. It's not top 10 vibes.
I know
top 10 verses.
But like his verses on the vibes are like.
I mean, yeah, then go for it.
Like if you,
I like you. Do you
like
that,
look
like,
what
you
done.
And the six. Like when
dude,
he's
you
like
and the six
going crazy on that.
Is
you
really,
and the six
really
leaves me right. Is it? Or wait, that's not it. Is
I
it?
Saw a TikTok or an Instagram reel that's it was this guy. These guys debating Drake, and he said this one dude said Drake doesn't have any classic albums.
Was it the fucking idiot with the glasses?
Yeah, it was the idiot. With
I
the glasses.
Hate that guy. Not that I like wish him bad in life, but like he's one of those like I'm sure he listens to like Earl Sweatshirt Odd Future and Andre 3000 and like that type. And he shits on Drake every single time.
I got a ghost scene, by the way.
Okay. Wait, what did he say about Drake?
He said he has no classic albums.
That's just like crazy.
Man. Yeah, and I'm and fucking.
What are your top three Drake albums?
Take Care.
So Far Gone, Take Care, and
you like
I think
So Far Gone
probably
that much.
Views. I do
So
like
Far
it.
Gone's good, but
I like if you're reading this is it might be it'll never I don't know.
See, that's why it's crazy too because we all have different top threes, but they're all considered like I have Nothing Was the Same in mine.
Yeah,
and Take Care, and probably
I like Views,
dude. If you're reading this is crazy.
I really like Views too.
The
mean,
second half of If You're Reading This Is Too Late is insane. Yeah. It is just like
the fact that you can like interchange all of his like. Albums is like kind of crazy. This guy's been doing it for so long, dude.
We started thinking about doing this, and dude, you can go back to verses from like 2010, 2011.
Oh yeah, just, tapes I listened to from like 2007. I forget, called like Comeback Season.
If you were gonna ask Drake like, one question, like not some NPC shit,
fuck,
like
I'd have to see. I gotta.
What's your favorite song? Like you know, like you can't ask him shit like that, right? Like that'd be like, how
Minecraft?
Many times has he heard that? Like, right. Fuck. Yeah. Like, what would you ask him?
Now I see. I'm on the spot.
So what would you ask him?
I feel like if I
would,
actually
I would
had
ask
an opportunity
him,
to
I would
ask
him
something,
what
I'd think about
what
it.
His best verse he's written for someone else is. That's what I would ask him. Something like that.
I would ask him.
I would want to know some
I
would want to know some like behind the scenes.
I'd ask him. Did you write everything on Wu-Tang Forever?
That's
verse.
Just so you can like.
Just so. Give me some peace and tell me you at least wrote most of this shit.
Just the fact that he wrote all, like a lot of Kanye's album is just crazy to me. Like the Father Stress My Hands and all
he
that.
Writes
like,
so
he wrote
many
all
people
that.
Shit.
I don't know. I think that shit's cool. But and anyway,
when we tweeted that, or someone responded, like, "Who fucking who the guy that steals everyone's lyrics?" It's just like shut the fuck, fucking just like, dude, I don't, who are where? Who are you? Where and, are you? Why?
Those are the people that listen to the Chicago idiot. Freestyle, and they're like, "No, dude, he stole this from Eminem." And it's like that's not.
Yeah,
fucking idiot. All right. Well. That's a good way to end it on Drake, a little Drake stan.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're
it
doing.
And ended with Drake.
We're doing a top 10 Drake verses next week on the Flycast. So if you like Drake, definitely listen to those. Yeah, absolutely. It's been
thanks
episode 84
on,
of the Flycast. That's been the multi platform, multi FPS champion.
Wait, what number was it?
Now a regular on the Flycast.
Now
episode
a regular.
84,
I think.
84H4F. That's crazy.
That's we'll see you next time.
All right, peace out.
Matt, say Matt. Matt, play that fucking.
Oh, yeah. Matt, play that fucking outro shit.